Chana Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bavli Erchin Daf Chavzayin, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Vovmud base. In the third last line, Shmuel Bar Abba Boy. Shmuel Bar Abba Boy, Eze Chadash V'yoshen Shebachala. Shmuel Bar Abba asked that the Mishnah later on discusses Chadash and Yoshon. What is Chadash and what is Yoshon concerning Chala? Means in the following, we always discuss how much the grain grew before Shoshana. If there are two fields, the grain in one of them grew a third before Shoshana, and one of them less than a third. For Chala they are considered one, according to the Chachamim, who obligate even before they grew a third, both are Yoshon, and for Maisa they are two, the latter is Chodosh. Achas Pochet Mishish v'Achas Asovim. If the grain in one was less than a third before Shoshana and one produced only grass, the grain didn't grow yet. For Chala they are two, the former is Yoshon, the latter is Chodosh, and for Masa they are one, both are Chodosh. Achas Heviyah Shlish v'Achas Asovim, Ben Chala Ben Masa Shtaim. If one grew a third and one produced only grass, both for Chala and for Masa they're considered two. Bentayim Mahu, what is the law of Bentayim? I mean, this belongs in the next Mishnah. For a case of a person who made a dough of sufkanim, which is soft dough, that it's exempt. If it was initially sufkanim, in the end it was a normal thick dough, it's obligated. If he made it sufkanim and decided to make it a dough, what's the law in the meantime before he makes it a dough? Rav Yonah b'shem Rav Shimon Lakish bentayim who is Yonah. Rav Yonah, quoting Rish Lakish, said that bentayim is considered exempt like initially. Rav Yosi b'shem Rav Shimon Lakish bentayim ke'abachoina, and Rav Yosi, quoting Rish Lakish, said that bentayim is considered obligated like at the end. Then we skip the next two words, which is ha'oisa isa bin atevel chala chayeves b'tumma u'tumma chayeves b'chala. When he makes a dough from tevel, the chala, if he separated it first, is obligated in tumma, and the tumma, if he separated it first, is obligated in chala. Minan she'achala chayeves b'tumma, what's the source that chala is obligated in tumma? Rav Yitzchak b'shem Rav Shmuel bar Masa b'shem Rav chala tarimu tumma mechala tarimu tumma. Rav Yitzchak, quoting Rav Shmuel bar Masa, quoting Rav, answered from a pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Tes Vav, pasuk Chos, pasuk says Chala Torimu Tumah, means from Chala separate Tumah. Minayin shav Tumah chayes b'Chala, and what's the source that the Tumah is obligated in Chala? Min Kushoi Patrin Hadein Karaya Ma'oisek Shekosaba Rishis Torimu Chala. The Chacham of Kushoi answered that amidst difficulty we learn from this same pasuk that we quoted this before, Reishis Arisoseichem Chala Tarimu, from what is called Reishis Zeganacha, which is Truma, take off Chala.